court couldn't help them. And what I'd like to introduce the British public actually to is the most secretive government department, and that's the Victims and Witnesses Unit of the Ministry of Justice. I make no bones about saying that. This is a devastating blow because we wanted everyone to know that we've been turned down for the second year. Yes, we don't have professional bid funders, but what we do have is expertise. We've been trained. We've had independent analysis of our applications, and everybody seems to think that they're fantastic applications.
Lynn Costello, whenever we have these discussions about charities, we get emails from people who ask us why, if you move to volunteer, you need public money at all.
You have to. What are you going to say to your volunteers? Come and volunteer for us. Give us your time and pay to do it, because we can't give you your expenses back. But what are people going to live on? We had three full-time staff. We've got a girl that works for us. There's a single mum. She works 14, 15 hours a day, and I'm talking about 7 days a week, and David will tell you that's how you work. How am I supposed to say to her, volunteer, how does she pay her bills? You have to have some money. We're supposed to train volunteers in our funding bids. We're told they have to be trained. That costs money.
David, we've asked for the Ministry of Justice to come on, but they say they're still finalising the funding round. But they did say that this isn't a cut. It's a question of spending the money wisely. Now, I know you offer a local service, but...
No, I'm sorry, I don't. No, we offer a national service. We've been established for 20 years now, and we've got about 1,000 victims right throughout the UK. So we're not just local.
Though Victim Support, they are the national charity, and they recently launched a national homicide service, didn't they?
No, they didn't. I'm sorry.
In September, they officially launched a national homicide service, and you could argue perhaps that that's the best use of public money?
Can I just inform the public that and yourself? What happened was Jack Straw, when he was in power, after numerous years of like MAMA, ourselves and every other organisation campaigning for to have frontline services provided by the experts, Victim Support had been criticised for a decade. They then decided, Jack Straw, to announce a national victim service. 1.4 million was on wages and salaries for new creative caseworkers for Victim Support. And we went along with that. We were actually chosen to be part of that victims organisation. And it was going to, there was about £600,000 to be separated and paid for services to smaller organisations. What has actually happened is we've been disqualified now due to this new decision by the Ministry of Justice and MAMA as well, and Sam Merseyside and all these other organisations that need this small amounts of money to keep on going to provide the better service than what Victim Support actually do, and more expert. And I have run the largest free conference in the United Kingdom for the last 12 years. About 120 families turn up. They are the people who've told government after government after government what is needed. Not just us, the people themselves. And we're being ignored.
David Hines, Lynn Costello, thank you both very much for coming on. I have to say, we don't have the full list of charities from the Ministry of Justice, so we don't know whether there are more charities who have been turned down. And they do say that some small charities, I think it's seven, or some charities, seven, I think, have had funding. If you'd like to tell us what you think, then please email us through our website. Here is the web address, bbc.co.uk/radio4/you and yours. People who live in council or housing association houses and flats could get money to do maintenance work for themselves rather than waiting for their landlords to organise their repairs. The tenants' cashback scheme was announced by the housing minister, Grant Shapps, and this is what he had to say.
It's wear and tear items. It's, you know, when the leaky tap needs repairing, when the door needs fixing, perhaps a new lock. It's that type of work where ordinarily somebody might pick up the phone. In fact, they only have two options at the moment. They might pick up the phone and call their landlord, or in fact, they might do it themselves. Where they do it themselves, I think it's right that they're rewarded for saving their landlord money. Where they cease to pick up the phone to the landlord, again, that's a saving to the landlord, and I think that they should benefit. Because the bigger spin-off benefits here, which is that if you're the sort of person who actually is unable to do the kind of maintenance and repair work, perhaps you're elderly or otherwise disabled perhaps, then of course you can call in other people perhaps within your neighbourhood who maybe haven't had a job for some period of time and have retrained in order to be the local handy person. So you can see how society, the big society, can come together and make this work all the better.
Grant Shapps, and it sounds great, doesn't it? But think about it for a minute and you may find you have a few questions. So three housing associations are trying to answer those questions by testing this idea out. They are Home Group, Greenvale Homes and Hasto Housing Association. Sue Chalkley is the chief executive of Hasto. She's nodding about my pronunciation, so I got that right. She's opposite me now. Sue,